下午的聚会要继续上午的主题，神显现的现象。
And the topic for this afternoon will continue from the morning, and that is the manifestation of God's phenomena.
神在人的内心显现，这个样式很多。
And when God manifests himself to the inner heart of man, he comes in many forms.
那每个人对神显现的感受也不一定是完全一样。
And in the same way, all of us will have very different responses to God's manifestation.
请看马太福音第五章第八节。
Let's all turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
马太福音五章八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
这里提到，清心的人有福气。
Here it mentioned those who are pure in heart will be blessed.
他可以见到神。
Because they shall see God.
当他的心灵跟神相遇的时候，这就是神显现的时候。
And when their heart connect with God, with the Spirit of God, that is when God manifests himself.
我们每一个人都有资格来见到神。
And all of us, we are all worthy to come before God and see him.
这是非常有福气的内容。
And this indeed is a very blessed content.
但是圣经好几个地方都强调人要圣洁才能看到神。
But however, in many parts of the Bible often emphasizes that we must be pure in heart in order to see God.
在希伯来书十二章十四节里面这么说。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, it says,
说那边记载说我们要追求的内容有两项。
And over here it says that there are two areas that we must pursue in our spiritual journey.
第一项就是要跟众人和睦。
And first is that we must be in harmony with all people.
这是非常困难的功课。
That indeed is a very difficult lesson.
但是一追求呢，就可以渐渐达到与众人和睦相处。
And it is a lesson that we all need to learn and to pursue in order to gain harmony with all people.
人的个性都不一样。
Because all of us, we have different personalities.
有时候聊天呢，也是要找对象的。
And sometimes, even when we want to find someone to chat, we'll find someone with a similar personalities as us.
有的人聊没有几句话啊，就分开了。
And you find that there are some people you can't even chat with them for another minute, and you just want to leave.
所以非常艰难的功课。
That in itself is a difficult lesson to learn.
那再追求的一项就是圣洁，说圣洁才能够见到神。
And another area that we all need to pursue is sanctification. That is, we must sanctify ourselves in order to see God.
这也是很艰难的功课。
That itself is also another very difficult lesson for us to pursue.
但是有心追求就可以达到这个目标。
But if you have the heart to pursue in this area, you will definitely achieve the goal.
主耶稣在八福当中第六福提到清心的人有福气。
So over here in the Beatitudes that Jesus mentioned, he mentioned that blessed are those who are pure in heart.
实际上在我们教会呢，这种人不少。
And in fact, there are not that many people like these in our church.
所以古代有一个传道人啊，他写信呢，给一个年轻的传道。
So in the ancient times, there is a preacher who wrote a letter to a younger preacher.
这可以给我们做参考。
And we can read it for reference.
请看提摩太后书第二章二十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章二十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
提摩太是一个年轻的传道者。
Timothy, he is a young preacher.
传道者也有他的私欲。
And preachers themselves, they also have their personal desires.
人在年轻的时候，欲望都很高。
And a person in his youthful age, they usually have many lusts.
那这个欲望的目标呢，也有好的，也有不太好的。
And their lusts and their desires, they can both be good or bad.
那在好的一边呢，还有不太理想的那种。
And even the good desires, some of them, they may not be too well.
比如说，传道人他有传道人的圈子。
For example, as a preacher, they have their responsibilities.
所以在这个追求上进当中呢，还是有一些呢，要小心。
And so even when they are pursuing and advancing their responsibility, there are also areas that they need to be careful about.
所以这个老传道就请他呢，能够跟一些清心祷告族的人。
So therefore, the older preacher here advised the younger preacher that you must seek out those who call on the Lord with a pure heart.
跟他们在一起共同追求。
That is, you must seek out those people who have a pure heart so that you can pursue God together.
那这边提到追求的目标是公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
So over here, the content of pursuit include righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
如果有做些德行的话，就已经相当好。
So if you have all these characteristics, you are quite perfect.
那再深入想一点，清心祷告族的人，他们经常见到神。
But if we were to ponder it upon a deeper level, we can realize that a person who is pure in heart, they see God very often.
那也可以说呢，我们要见到神，要借着祷告。
And that is to say, in order for us to see God face to face, it is through prayers.
可见呢，祷告呢，见神是非常重要的。
So therefore, we can see that prayers is a very important step towards seeing God.
有的人祷告很久，见不到神。
Some people, they pray for a very long time, but they don't see God.
有的几秒钟就见到神。
Some pray just for a couple of seconds, and they see God right away.
人的诚心谦虚很重要。
And all this comes from your sincerity and your humility.
主耶稣在路加福音十八章提到两个人祷告。
And Lord Jesus mentioned two people who prayed in Luke chapter 18.
一个是法利赛人，一个是罪人税吏。
One is a Pharisee, the other is a sinner, the tax collector.
法利赛人祷告见不到神。
The Pharisee, he prayed so hard.But he did not see God.
那税吏呢？因为在祷告的时候看到自己。
But the tax collector, he examined himself in his prayer.
看到自己的不完美。
He saw his imperfection.
他非常难过，求神来怜悯。
He was deeply grieved, and he prayed to God to please forgive him.
结果这种谦虚的心灵呢，就让他见到神。
And because of his heart that is so pure, so humble, and so repentant, he was able to see God.
所以祷告呢，可以认识自己。
So when we come to prayer, we can often examine ourselves and see who we really are.
以赛亚先知在旧约圣经里面的先知算是一个很优秀的先知。
And among all the old prophets of the Old Testament, Isaiah, he is probably one of the most excellent.
但是他在以赛亚书六章五节说
，But however, Isaiah in chapter 6 verse 5 he mentioned himself.
他见在祷告中见到神
，That in his prayers he see God.
但是呢，更让他认识自己。
But yet, this seeing of God bring himself one step further to knowing himself.
他向神说：“我太不完美，我的嘴巴呢太肮脏了。”
And he faced God, and he proclaimed that he is so imperfect that he has such an unclean lips.
所以祷告可以很轻易见神，但是呢，一个很重要的是心怀谦虚啊。
And so therefore, it is very easy for us to see God in our prayers, but first, we must come with a humble heart.
祷告是神人沟通。
Because prayers itself is a connection between the spirit of man and the spirit of God.
神是灵，人是带着肉体，那怎么沟通呢？还是可以的。
God is spirit, and since we come in human flesh, how do we really communicate?
这跟神沟通呢，也可以出声音，也可以默念。
And as we connect ourselves with God, we can utter languages, or we can pray in silence.
有时候用默想的。
Or sometimes it could be pure meditation.
有时候用默观的。
Or sometimes it could be pure observation.
比如说，你默想主耶稣所说的话。
For example, if you were to meditate upon the words of Lord Jesus,
你默想主耶稣所做的事，默观主耶稣所做的事情。
And you also silently observe the acts of Lord Jesus.
那这个都是可以放在祷告当中。
And all these actions and verbs can be placed in your prayers.
所以祷告生活说起来是非常重要的。
So therefore, to have a prayerful life is a very important part of a Christian.
在祷告当中呢，这个内容也可以依据圣经所记载的。
And also within our prayers, we can also pray from the words of the scriptures.
也可以把我们生活上的内容呢，在心里告诉主。
And we can also pour out the contents of our life and lay it before God.
人内心的世界呢，藏了很多的东西。
Because within our inner world lies a deep secrecy.
那这些东西呢，只有能够让神知道，让人知道，不一定很好。
And all these deep secrets of our heart, they can only be laid open before God and not to man.
问题是不是人愿意诚实地将自己表达在神的面前？
And the only criteria is whether you honestly open up your heart before the face of God.
把我们一切的事情带到神的面前，在那边静候见到神。
So that we can lay all things before God and to wait for his response.
所以我们可以把它称为心灵祷告。
So that is why we can mention it as a prayer of the heart.
我们教会很普遍比较缺乏这一方面。
And within our church, we find that we are truly lacking in this area.
我们比较少强调无言的祷告。
Because we don't emphasize enough of prayers in silence.
这种心灵无言的祷告实际上也是很重要的。
And in fact, this kind of prayer in silence that transcends beyond words is also very important.
所以老人家跪下来不方便，你坐在椅子，默想、默观也是祷告。
And that is why when we look at the elderly members, it is inconvenient for them to kneel down and pray. So it is good enough for them to just stay in the pews and pray with their heart silently.
在古代呢，有一些圣徒，他们经常默想、默观。
And in the olden days, we find that there are many, many disciples. They just pray and in silence.
请看诗篇143篇第一节。
Let's all turn to Psalms 143.
诗篇143篇第一节。
Psalm 143, verse 1.Verse 1, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness.
再看第四节、第五节。
And let's also read verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4, therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. Verse 5, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands.
这几节圣经记载大卫的祷告。
So these few passages, it is a psalm of David.
他的祷告内容也可以把它归为默想跟默观的祷告。
So over here, we can summarize the content of his psalm in terms of meditation and also musing on the works of God.
默想神的话，默观神的作为。
David, he meditated upon the works of God, and he also mused upon the work of the hands of the Lord.
那往往在这个时候见到神，神向他显现。
And very often during this process, he see God face to face.
祷告非常重要。
Prayer is very important.
但是不要拘泥于固定的某一个方式。
But however, be creative. Do not just focus on one mode of prayer.
你可以运用、善用你觉得最舒服的祷告方式。
Because you can adopt many modes of prayers that is to your comfort level.
心灵的祷告 很重要。
And prayers of the heart is very important.
有的人跪在前面，心跑到外面，这个心里的祷告就失去效用。
Some people, they may be kneeling in front of the church, but yet their heart is wandering somewhere else. This is of no use.
有的人一直用无言的祷告，有的人讲了一大堆，让神觉得呢，哎，太吵闹。
Some people, they may be praying silently and focusing their prayers to God, but yet there are people who just babbling in empty words, and that may just irritate God.
所以无言的祷告不是没有效果，还是有。
So therefore, just babbling away, you may think that it may be effective.
圣经这种案例很多。
But however, there is still some effect, and there are many such examples in the Bible.
尼希米有一次非常紧张啊，他就几秒钟的默祷就发生很大的效果。
And there was one time Nehemiah, he was in such a panic, and then he just prayed in a couple of seconds, and it brought about great effect.
我们教会也有很多弟兄姐妹，几秒钟的默祷就发生效果。
And we also find that many members, many brothers and sisters of the church, they experienced just praying for a few seconds, and they saw the effect of prayer.
因为神呢，向他显现。
Because God revealed himself to them.
让他的心灵见到神。
So that their heart can see God.
那祷告呢，不是单向的。
And of course, prayer, it is not just one-sided.
祷告是双向的。
Prayer is two-sided.
神人交通啊，当然呢是双向的。
Of course, it is a communication between man and God. This connection has to be both-sided.
但是在单向方面呢，就是我们往往把它看为是一种代祷。
But however, if you were to look at it from one-sided perspective, we usually refer it to intercession.
我们教会呢，对这个代祷的内容很多。
And in our church, we often mention about prayers of intercession.
好像是单向，实际上呢，也是有双向的成分在里面。
And it seems to be one-sided, but in fact, it is two-sided as well.
当某某人知道你为他代祷呢，他会增加信心。
Because when a certain person knows that you are interceding for them, it will create faith in their heart.
古代的传道人很喜欢人为他代祷，现在的传道也是一样的。
And many of the preachers of old, also including present-day preachers, they all love people to pray and intercede for them.
因为他有很多的困难。
Because they face many challenges.
有时候自己担当不了。
And sometimes they cannot even handle these challenges alone.
很多爱传道人的这些人会跟他来分担。
And many people who love the preacher, they will also help carry the burden of the preacher.
我们请看哥林多后书第一章十一节。
Let's all turn to 2 Corinthians.
第一章十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 11. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many.
这里记载说，神的工人希望很多弟兄姐妹为他们代祷。
So over here it mentioned that the workers of God they hope for many intercessory prayers.
他说祷告是一种帮助他们。
Because they say that prayer is a kind of help and assistance to them.
比如说这些神的工人很困难克服的，因为有一股力量在后面帮助，就结果克服了。
Because very often when they face challenges that they cannot conquer, they will feel this invisible power and force that carry them through.
在以弗所书第六章也提到说要为众信徒代祷。
And also in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, it mentions that we must pray for all members of the church.
有些弟兄姐妹真的需要我们呢，来为他代祷。
Because truly, some members of the church, they really need our prayers.
还有呢，有些传道的门很困难把它打开。
And sometimes preachers they face many doors that are hard to open.
在哥罗西书第四章也提到说，祷告帮助打开传道的门。
And also in the book of Colossians, chapter 4, it mentions that because of prayers, the doors were opened to the preachers.
那祷告呢，还有一种双向的，就是感情上的交流。
And also another kind of prayer is two-sided, and that is, it is a communication of our emotions.
每个人都有情感，神也有。
And all of us, we carry emotions, and our God Himself, He is also very emotional.
那祷告呢，也是跟神情感上的交流。
And also prayers is also a kind of communication of emotions.
好像人与人之间情感上的交流。
And it is the same, just like how we transfer our emotions between one another.
在路加福音第一章里面有记载人与人情感上的交流。
And in Luke chapter 1, over here it mentioned about the emotions that are exchanged between people.
就是一个祭司的太太。跟玛利亚。
And here it mentioned the wife of a priest and Mary.
伊丽莎伯跟这个玛利亚有亲戚的关系。
And Elizabeth, she is a relative of Mary.
那玛利亚到伊丽莎伯的家去访问她。
And so over here we find Mary coming to visit Elizabeth at her home.
这是情感上的交流。
And they are there so that they can share their emotions.
因为他们两个人都遇到一些很奇妙的事情。
Because both of them, they are facing some very miraculous events.
那他们在情感上的交流之间又有跟神情感上的交流。
And as they exchange their emotions, they are also exchanging emotions with God.
这是主耶稣的还没有出生的那个之前的时代发生的。
And this happened in the era before the birth of Christ.
那如果要看最早的亚伯拉罕时代，亚伯拉罕跟神情感上的交流。
And if we were to go way back in time, we can also find another character named Abraham.
就是亚伯拉罕跟神情感上的交流。
And we see how he exchanged his emotions with God.
这个是记载。创世纪十八章里面
，and this is recorded in Genesis chapter 18。
交流到互相呢都很了解。
And we see their communication as they go back and forth until they have a deep connection with each other。
请看创世纪十八章十七节。
Let's all turn to Genesis chapter 18, verse 17。
十八章十七节。
Genesis 18, verse 17。And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?
神告诉亚伯拉罕，我要做的事情啊，我不敢瞒你啊。
And so over here, Lord, he mentioned to Abraham very honestly that I cannot hide from what I wanted to do to you.
亚伯拉，你算什么？
And
那神要做的事情还要尊重你吗？
And who is Abraham, you may think, that God even respect him to tell him what he's going to do?
但是亚伯兰在神的心目中是一个很好的朋友啊。
But yet, within the heart of God, Abraham is a very good friend.
在雅各书第二章有提到，神说亚伯兰就是我的朋友啊。
And in the book of James chapter 2, it mentioned that Abraham was the friend of God.
朋友之间有的是深交，有的是泛泛之交，都不太一样。
And you'll find that there are many levels of friendship. Some people are just acquaintances, but others are really good friends.
有时候呢，深交的朋友第三者不太了解。
And sometimes you may have a very good friend, and that itself cannot be understood by a third party.
所以亚伯兰跟神之间的这种情感上的交流非常深厚。
So here we find a deep emotional connection between Abraham and God that is beyond anyone's understanding.
所以在十八章里面才有记载这个亚伯兰在祷告当中跟神斤斤计较讨价还价。
And that is why here we see in chapter 18 how Abraham, he really is bargaining with God back and forth.
因为是呢，很深交的朋友无所谓。
And since they are such good friends, Abraham was able to negotiate with God for what he want.
那亚伯拉罕呢，他还是很尊重神，说神啊，你不要生气了，我再多讲几次了。
But still, we can see the deep respect they have for each other. Abraham tell God that please do not be angry with me.
情感上的交流很深厚的人怎么会生气？不会的。
And of course, if you have a very good friend with a deep emotional connection, you will never get angry with them.
我们很多弟兄姐妹跟主耶稣之间就是有这种状况。
So very often we find that many brothers and sisters, they have this kind of situation with God.
那主耶稣呢，在约翰福音十五章里面也曾经对门徒说。
And Lord Jesus also mentioned in John 15 to his disciples,
说你们就是我的朋友。
Jesus told his disciples that you are my friends.
因为你们爱我，我也爱你们。
Because you love me and I love you as well.
那这种情感上的交流。
And this kind of deep emotional content
就会成为呢很亲密的朋友。
It will allow them to become very close friends.
那像这种人呢，他的心灵上经常见到神，神向他显现。
And such a kind of people, you find that within their heart, they will often see God, and God will often reveal himself to them.
那这种感受呢，你自己知道，别人不一定知道。
And such a kind of personal experience can only be known for yourself.
所以有的人在信仰上非常坚固，就是因为神经常向他显现啊。
And that is why we may ponder as to why someone's faith is so strong. It's because of their deep experience with God.
那经常在心灵上显现，怎么会怀疑神呢？不会的。
And since God often revealed to themselves in their inner heart, how can they ever doubt God?
那这方面的追求，我们往往很贫乏。
And we often lack in this area of spiritual pursuit.
所以信心就比较不会那么坚固。
That is why our faith is so weak.
祷告也可以表达自己的这个状况哈。
Sometimes prayers can also portray our situation.
自己的这个实际的状况呢，可以在主耶稣面前表达出来。
And we can also lay down our true condition before God.Before Jesus.
有时候是别人的状况，因为是同工很要好，所以彼此呢把这个状况呢告诉神。
And sometimes it could be matters that happen to a co-worker that you bring the entire situation before God.
那在圣经里面呢，保罗的书信呢也经常提到这种情形。
And in the Bible, in the letters of Paul, he often mentions such situation.
一般注目传道比较了解弟兄姐妹的状况。
And very often a reciting pastor will truly understand the conditions of the flock.
他会告诉我们某某人生病，我们为他代祷，这个就是把他的状况代祷拿到神的面前。
And sometimes the preacher, they will let the congregation know that some member is ill so that everyone can pray for them.
所以以前保罗经常提到他的同工的状况来告诉神。
So that is why Paul, he often mentioned about the situation of his co-workers before God.
也经常把那些生病的人告诉另外一方面，难道呢提到神的面前。
And he will also bring those who are ill and sick and bring them before God.
这个在腓立比书里面就提了好几个地方。
And this was mentioned several times in the book of Philippians.
我们灵恩会呢有这个腓立比书的这个专题讲到，我们可能就会了解一些哈。
So in the upcoming spiritual convocation, we are going to talk about the book of Philippians.
还有一点就是。在祷告当中呢，要寻求那个原因啊，发生的原因。
And also in another area of prayers and spiritual pursuit, we can also look in terms of languages.
祷告是双向的。
Prayer is a two-sided connection.
发生的原因，有时候我们不了解。
And sometimes you cannot understand the language that is uttered by the lips.
未来的事情我们也不了解。
We may not understand what's in the present nor the future.
那有的人就放在祷告中问神啊。
So some people may put it and lay it out in prayers to ask God.
那问神好像没有回答。
And they may ask God, but there is no reply.
那我问的是白问啊。
So then what's the point of it? Why should I ask in vain?
其实不是这样。
But in fact, that is not true.
因为你没有见到神啊，所以呢，就说白问的。
Because you haven't seen God yet, so therefore you thought you're asking in vain.
创世纪十八章记载亚伯兰祷告，一方面问神，那神又回答他，这个一问一答哈。
So in the book of Genesis 18, here we see how Abraham asked God question and God answered it.
现在我们几乎没有这种经历过啊，我们一问主耶稣，主耶稣还是没有声音告诉我们。
And today, we don't find this kind of experiences anymore because we ask God, and then there is no reply.
我详细去研究旧约时代为什么有一问一答呢？
So I put in some time and did a research in the Old Testament as to why there are such a kind of conversation in prayers.
原来有一些事情我们忽略掉了。
Because really, there are some errors that we have neglected.
请看撒母耳记上二十三章第二节。
Let's all turn to 1 Samuel.
二十三章第二节。
1 Samuel chapter 23. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah.
这里记载大卫祷告问神，我可以去跟非利士人打仗吗？
So over here in David's prayer, he inquired of the Lord, Shall I go and attack these Philistines?
神说可以啊。
God says, Sure, go.
那第四节又同样大卫又问神啊。
And verse 4, it mentioned David inquired again of the Lord.
那怎么打呢？神也是告诉他。
And how did God answer him? God said, just get up and go.
有一问一答。
So over here, we see there is a question and there is an answer that followed.
那十二节，第十节到十二节，大卫又问神，神又回答他。
So from verse 10 to verse 12 again, David inquired of the Lord and God replied to him,As well.
原来就当中有一个我们忽略掉。
So over this several conversation going back and forth, we find a point that we have neglected.
请看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6. Verse 6, Now it happened, when Abiathar, the son of Abimelech, fled to David at Keilah, that he went down with an ephod in his hand.
这里记载有一个祭司的儿子也是当祭司叫做亚比亚他。
So over here, we find a son of a priest, and he's a priest himself named Abiathar.
他在逃避扫罗王的时候呢，逃到大卫那边。
And he was fleeing from King Saul, and he came to David.
他的手里有拿着以弗德啊。
And within his hand, he held an ephod.
以弗德就是祭司穿的衣服。
An ephod, it is a garment that the priests wear in those days.
胸前有两块宝石。
And on the breastplate, there are two precious gems.
那这两块宝石会有反应。
And these two precious gems, they will have a kind of response.
圣经记载叫做乌林跟土民。
And in the Bible, it mentioned these two precious gems as Urim and Thummim.
大卫每一次祷告都是借着这个以弗德的乌林跟土民的反应，这就是神的回答，就让他知道。
And very often when David prayed, he will rely on these two precious gems of the ephod, and that is the Urim and the Thummim, so that he can get the response from God.
请看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9. Verse 9, when David knew that Saul plotted evil against him, he said to Abiathar the priest, bring the ephod here.
这里记载大卫要祷告的时候呢，对祭司亚比亚他说：“你把以弗德拿过来。”
So over here, David he knew that Saul is doing evil. He asked the priest to bring the ephod to him.
所以圣经记载大卫有问有答，这个就借着以弗德，那有的地方就没有提到以弗德的这个事。
So over here we find that because of this conversation that go back and forth between David and the Lord, here we find the presence of the effort.
所以大卫在撒母耳记上记下有好多次的祷告都有问有答的。
So therefore, in the book of 1 and 2 Samuel, we find that David, he will often pray to God in a back and forth manner.
那等到这个大卫王国建立比较稳定的时候，
and until the kingdom of David was firmly established,
再来呢，就不是借着以弗德，是借着先知来代问代答。
And so now the priest would take the presence of the effort as a mediator between the back and forth conversation.
这个我们可以根据撒母耳记下第七章的一段记载。
And this we can make in reference to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
那大卫有心要为神建造圣殿。
So over here we see that David, he has a full intention to build God a house.
他先问先知。
So first he inquired of the priest.
那先知还说，就对他说，这个很好很好，你可以做。
And so when he asked the prophet said, this is a very good idea.
但是先知在祷告当中，神指示他，不对不对，他不能为我建圣殿。
But yet in the dream of the prophet, God revealed to the prophet that David should not build a house for God.
所以先知拿单就赶快去告诉大卫说，神不要你建了，要你的儿子的时代才建圣殿。
So quickly, Nathan the prophet ran to David and said to him that God does not want you to build a house, but rather wait till your son Solomon.
所以在第七章的十八节以下就记载大卫就本身来颂赞神祷告的。
So therefore, from chapter 7 onward, from verse 18, here we see how David praises God.
因为神的回答没有让他不满，让他越高兴越安慰，他就单向的向神颂赞祷告。
So over here, David praises the response of God that he has received, and he was filled with great joy.
所以很多弟兄姐妹因为明白神的旨意，就是足有颂赞感谢祷告，这个是非常好的。
So therefore, a very natural response toward your understanding of God's will just fill you with great joy proclamation.
那在这当中呢，他会提到神在他的心灵显现。
And within this proclamation of praise, they will bring about the praise that God's presence has happened in their heart.
那他就更加的来感谢来得到安慰。
So that all the more their heart will be pleased and comforted.
那我们弟兄姐妹可能也有人有这种体会啊。
And perhaps such a kind of experience has happened to some members.
所以神向每个人的显现呢，每个人的感受不一定是一样的。
So therefore, when God reveals or manifests himself to people, people will come with various responses.
但是呢，有建立先知的时代的时候，借着先知，但是有时候呢，也有呢君王不尊敬先知啊，自己培养一批先知。
And so, over this period of time, where the prophet stand between God and man, they can rely on the prophet. But later on, we saw some kings, they set up their own prophets that is not from God.
所以在以色列国的历史当中呢，就出现假先知比真先知更多。
And that is why later on in the nation, we find that false prophets arise and they are more than the true prophets.
那假先知呢，就编了一些国王喜欢听的内容来告诉他。
And these false prophets, they will create some evil content so as to lead the king astray.
那真先知经常见到神，他的话不一定是君王喜欢听的。
And because the true prophets, they often see God face to face, and sometimes their advice or their counsel is not pleasing to the king.
但是也有君王呢，我不需要先知，干脆我自己来。
Then, of course, we saw some kings. They think that they can hold up the entire world themselves, and they don't even need the prophets. And let's look at some of these examples. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 28. 1 Samuel 28, verse 6. 28, verse 6. And then Saul inquired of the Lord, and the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams, or by Urim, or by the prophets.
扫罗王祷告求问神。
Here, Saul, he inquired of the Lord.
神都不借着梦，也不借着这个乌灵跟土民先知来回答他。
So here, God did not answer either by dreams or by Urim or by Thummim.
因为扫罗的心灵已经太肮脏，不配见神。
Because the heart of Saul is so filthy that he is not worthy to even see God.
后来扫罗王真的很糊涂，糊涂到去找那交鬼的来问神，哎，真的太差劲了。
And here we find that Saul, he has become such a fool that he even went to visit the medium.
他也知道不可以，为什么要这么做呢？
He knew he shouldn't even go and visit a medium, but he couldn't help himself.
所以人心灵的糊涂啊，有时候很难让人去了解啊。
That's why sometimes a person may become so foolish to a point that you don't even understand.
奇怪，这个人怎么会变成这样？那就跟扫罗差不多吧。
You may wonder why such a person has transformed to such a lowly character, and you become just speechless.
所以，心灵见到神，这个是非常重要的。That
is why it is of a very utter importance for us, for our heart to see God.
那现在我们呢，借着心灵见到神，但是我们祷告呢？ 以信心祷告，这个很重要。So
therefore, today, when we emphasize seeing God in prayers with a pure heart, we must really anchor it in terms of our faith.
因为这个是主耶稣强调的。Because
this is something that Jesus emphasized upon.
在路加福音11章13节，主耶稣强调求圣灵要以信心来祷告。Because
Jesus mentioned in Luke 11, verse 13, that when you pray for the Holy Spirit, you must pray out of faith.
你在心里呢，已经相信神了，你祷告的内容是合乎他的旨意。
Because within your heart, if your heart has a true belief in God, then God will answer according to your faith.
那当然呢，主耶稣就以你的信心给你成全。
So God will answer your prayers based according to your faith.
那在18章第一节那边也有提到啊，有关祷告的事情。And
in chapter 18, it also mentioned about the contents of prayer.
就是主耶稣为了要人常常祷告，不要灰心。Because
over here, the Lord Jesus, he wants to encourage people to be unceasing in prayers.
他就设一个比喻啊，人很容易了解的比喻来告诉这些人。
So Jesus mentioned a parable that is easy for us to understand.
那我们现在呢，更容易的就是靠着圣灵祷告。And
today, it is so easy for us to rely on the Holy Spirit to help us pray.
圣灵也是神的代表，也可以扮演中保来替我们代祷。Because
the Holy Spirit, he represents God. He is the counselor, he is the mediator, he is the helper for us in our prayers.
请看罗马书第8章26节27节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第8章26节27节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we would pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Over here, it mentioned the intercession of the Holy Spirit. So for those of us who have received the precious Holy Spirit, really and truly, the Spirit prays for us.
人的语言有限。
Because we are so limited in our words.
人的思想也有限。
We are also very limited in the capacity of our mind.
那二十七节有提到说，圣灵也要为众圣徒来祷告。
Verse 27 also mentioned that the Holy Spirit will make intercession for all the saints.
这边特别提到说圣徒啊，也就是你就是谦谦的信徒啊。
So here the saints refers to all of you who come to God with a pure heart.
你可以在心灵见到神。
You can see God in your inner heart.
加上圣灵按着神的旨意来为你代祷。
And also the Holy Spirit is praying for you according to the will of God.
主耶稣曾经告诉门徒。
And the Lord Jesus once mentioned to the disciples,
他说谈到祷告其实呢你们还没有祷告天父就知道了。
And he told the disciples that even really before you pray, God already knows the content of your prayers.
那有的人说既然知道何必再祷告呢？
So some people would just mention in this way that there is no need for us then to pray.
这又不对啊。
That is not a right attitude.
我们祷告呢，对我们跟神之间有情感的交流。
Because when we pray, there is an exchange of an emotional content between us and God.
跟神是人神之间的这种双向的祷告。
Because there is a spiritual connection between man and God.
但是有时候也不是借着圣经，也不是借着圣灵，就是直接让你明白圣经的真理。
And sometimes it may not be through faith or through the Holy Spirit, but it's for us to go deeper into understanding of the words of God.
有的人对圣经的道理啊，明白的很多啊，所以他就很容易了解神的旨意啊。
And some people, they have studied the biblical scriptures to a deeper level, so it's much easier for them to understand God.
所以我们的传道人啊，他在讲道就是要我们来明白神的旨意啊。
And so that is why when you listen to the preacher is helping you to understand the will of God through the Bible.
所以神呢，向人显现的这种现象真的很多啊。
So that is why when God manifests himself to us, they can come in so many forms.
每个人都可以去体会。
And all of us can come and experience God personally.
主耶稣说，谦逊的人可以见到神。
And Lord Jesus says that blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
啊，愿我们每一个呢都有这种谦敬的心灵，啊，让神来向你显现。
So let's hope that all of us can purify our heart so that we can come before God and see Him.
那下午就讲到这里。
And we'll conclude our message for this afternoon.
唱诗243首。
Let's sing hymn 243.